Good morning, my amazing friends. What a privilege and honor it is to share my heart with you today. As I listen to the amazing words of Rabash, I almost have to pinch myself to realize how lucky we are to be on this journey together, and his words are guiding us. The questions that are asked by the friends and Rav's interpretations give such deeper meaning to his words. It is this of honor prayer together with all the friends. And as Rav says, only by example do we help each other to come closer. I'd like to give a small example of this. During our past Congress, everything is obtained by the power of prayer. I was given a duty to contact friends in some of the satellite congresses so that they could share their meetings by video, and then we could show these during the Congress. I contacted some of the friends from these venues where the satellite congresses were being held and had an immediate response from these friends saying that they would be happy to send videos and photos of their meetings. As the Congress started, the WhatsApp Congress video chat lit up with amazing and beautiful clips of our friends dancing, listening to the lesson, cooking together. It was just unbelievable. I'm not sure if you've ever watched some of those videos of our instructors who draw the dots of shattered pieces of our souls and then start joining these dots with lines so they'll all become as one. This is what I saw. The WhatsApp chat became alive with these sparks of love and connection. It was so, so special. Although the Congress is long past, what a beautiful memory it has left in all our hearts. It's only by these great examples of our beautiful friends that the words of Rabash become real and connect the points in our hearts. Let us keep building this amazing clique. Finally, thank you for letting me share this with you. I'm so grateful for being part of this. Creator, help us to love one another and let us open our hearts to each other. Amen and l'chaim. Love you. Over to my friend Avi.
Thank you so much, Sean. Verdi. Thank you, Creator. Good morning, World Clean. We are so lucky to be blessed with another opportunity to take part in this morning lesson, to be connected to the books and the sages, to hear and feel their hearts calling us, to join them in holy matrony, holy path. We are in special times. We can integrate with the pain and sorrow, the destruction of the holy temple, the breakage of our common heart, where the Creator dwelt. Now is our opportunity to unite and build back our common heart and ask the Creator to fill it with his love. The coming lesson is the field that the Creator has blessed, the place where we can enter the state of faith in our sages and hold on the intention above reason that together, with the help of the light that reform, that we will draw in the lesson, we will become one with the Creator. Please, let's not miss this opportunity of bringing contentment to the Creator. Thank you, my dear friends. Carry on, please, to you, Gilad.
Ken, keta makor shel Rabash.
An excerpt by Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together with superhuman courage. They face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit. And they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name. Again, the excerpt by Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together with superhuman courage. They face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
Active workshop question. How can we awaken our hearts and achieve love of friends? Again, active workshop question. How can we awaken our hearts and achieve love of friends?
שמעתי שכל מה שמבקשים מהבורא כדי לקרב אותנו.
Heard that whatever we ask of the Creator in order to get closer to the purpose of creation, He gives immediately. And we also have advice on how to behave with each other in order to help awaken that, or at least discover from these actions how unsuccessful we are, and that will awaken the right prayer.
Yeah, we have to constantly turn to the Creator for the group, for the friends, for our hearts to unite, or through the friends to the Creator. In any case, this equation of me, group, Creator, always stays.
In the friends, there is the lack, and therefore the greatness, the importance, everything needed in order to awaken. Our job is simply to come and try to make ourselves, to submit ourselves as much as we can to the atmosphere and spirit of the friends.
Yeah, I'd like to say the same thing in different words. Every friend has his own special force, like a diamond, like a spark that the Creator planted in him, that brought him here, that pushes him to connection to the purpose of creation. And we should help each other take it out, pull it out of the dust of our ego, and unite these sparks, and ask the Creator to connect them, to unite them.
To ask and give Him room to fill the connection between us that is done only by prayer, to pour out a hot prayer that the heavens are open, that we just have to pray for all the friends, the ten, the world, Kli, just include everyone.
Yeah, we must ask the Upper Light to open our hearts. We cannot do this on our own. And we do this through a prayer of many, when we together come and ask the Upper Light to bring us to each other, to rise above our nature, in order to bring our hearts closer.
בדיוק ההכנה שעשינו אתמול, זה
exactly the preparation we did yesterday. These are the actions that we awaken to invest in the friends, in the ten, in each other, in this spirit. Do not give up on it. Every opportunity, add some sesame seed to it during the day and during the lesson. Think about it all the time. And let's be together with the Ari, Rabbi Shimon, all the Kabbalists.
Right, to awaken love, we just have to do it. So, first of all, it's about actions. We have to act it out, give the friends gifts, and work on it. Think about it. And simply try as much as possible to fall in love with the friends. To give good examples that awaken love between us.
קטע מקור שני של הרבש.
Excerpt number two, רבש.
לעורר את ה...
We must always awaken what the heart forgets. What is needed for the correction of the heart.
שהיא אהבת חבר.
Love of friends. Whose purpose is to achieve love of others.
שדבר זה לא נעים להלב.
This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love.
לכן, כשיש איזו עטיפה של...
When there's a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning, everyone should ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of friends? And how much we have done to promote us in that matter?
Silent workshop. Let's open our hearts with gratitude for being a part of this holy society. Again, let's open our hearts with gratitude for being a part of this holy society.
Active workshop. Let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world kli in this lesson. Active workshop, friends. Let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world kli in this lesson.
חבר אותנו.
Connect us above all the disturbances and preventions so we become as one man with one heart.
We'll
connect now between us and with the whole world kli. Tap into the power of the lesson and demand correction in the world.
Help us connect to all the Kabbalists to believe in the wisdom of the Kabbalists.
Yes.
Collect together all that the friends ask.
Help us realize our role and the method you have given us through the great teachers.
Yes, bring
us closer so our actions will be somewhat closer to those of our ancestors that will serve them with joy.
Help us annul ourselves to the maximum so we can work with the texts of the Kabbalists.
That we will be bonded with our teachers, the Ari, to use the opportunity, not right now, not tomorrow or any other moment, we'll awaken and rise to Jerusalem with the whole Kli.
Connect all our prayers into one prayer.
תפילת חברים.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, our hearts are full of joy and gratitude for the opportunity to serve you during this morning lesson. Please unite our hearts in one embrace. Please give us the strength to love our friends with all our heart so we can draw your light and give you contentment. We are in gratitude for our teachers and for the friends that show us examples of courage and determination to be in Dvekut with you.